Brother James Shaver, and here's Brother James.
Thank you, John. It's good to be back in your place of listening, wherever you may be. I'm trusted we can be a help, be an encouragement to you, and be a blessing to you. I'm going to say what's nice. Appreciate this nice weather we got. The Lord having mercy on us and giving us some rain. I appreciate that from the depths of our heart. I know a lot of people that was talking about this being Labor Day weekend is griping because it's going to rain, but and I appreciate you. I appreciate the Lord having mercy on us. If you got your Bibles, turn with us back again to the book of Isaiah. We're going to continue on with what we started last weekend about our family. Today, like I said, there's no way that I can do this justice of preaching on the family. We was talking a minute ago. We come in here, and I've heard a whole lot about it, how our churches is in bad shape. The problem is our homes in bad shape. When our homes get back the way God ordained them to be and get back to being like God wanted them to be, our churches will improve. Somebody says, well, the church is in bad shape. And I've heard people talk about taking prayer out of school and taking Bible reading out of school. You know, it's gone out of most homes before it was gone out of school. Amen. Because if it had been kept in the home, it would have been kept in the school. The problem is, as a home, as a whole, people have forgot God. But in Isaiah chapter number 1, we want to read a few verses again, just where we took our text at our starting point last week, and we want to read again in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 2. He said, "Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupter, they have forsaken the Lord." Now you hear that? They have forsaken the Lord. "They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards. Why should you be stricken any more? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefied sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment." And Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 8, Bible said, "Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it." Amen. I want you to notice now, we've lost something. We've lost the power of God. We've lost His presence. I know we've got a lot of entertainment today and a lot of different things are going on, but I'm talking about the old time power of God. It's just about gone in the day we're in today. And you notice this woman where she had lost this coin. She didn't lose it. Down at the bar, she didn't lose it. Amen. Down yonder at the shopping mall, she didn't lose it. Amen. At a nightclub, but she lost this coin right in her own house. And I'll say today, that's where we've lost the presence of God at. Where we have forsaken God at is in our homes. Amen. We've not done it out yonder in the world. We've done it within our very homes. Amen. So I'd like to talk to us just for a little while today. I'll go back and I want to start with us men folk. I know a lot of time we like to preach on the ladies and But I tell you what, the Bible teaches us that God ordained the home a long time before he did the church. And, amen. And God set the man to be the head of the house. He didn't set the woman to be the head of the house, but God set the man to be the husband of the head of the house. So, bless your heart. So we need to realize that us men, we're going to give an account to God one day after a while. We think that, amen, that we're just going to fly through this life like a bird of flying and wind up in heaven, but we're going to give an account for the place that God put us. Amen. If God made you a man, you ought to get in a man's place. You ought to be a husband if you're a husband. Amen. Stand in your place where God put you. And if God made you a woman, you ought to get in a woman's place and stand where God puts you. And if we ever see the power of God get back again, we're going to have to get our homes back in order like God set them in. Amen. So therefore, I'd like for you, if you would, to turn with us to Ephesians chapter number 5. I'll begin reading here just a little bit, and I'll talk to us men today and tell us to get ourselves where God put us. Amen. You know what? When judgment day comes and God calls them in, amen, it's going to be like it was when Achan, God called Achan in. Amen. And God judged Achan for his sins, but his whole household suffered for what he done. So when the day of judgment comes, God's going to call us men in. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. We're going to give an account for the place that God put us at. And the Bible said now in Ephesians chapter number 5, amen, the Bible said submit yourself one to another, amen, in the fear of God. And the Bible said in chapter verse 22, wives, submit yourselves unto your husband as unto the Lord. You said, preacher, I thought you were going to preach to husbands. I am in a minute. But I want to get this right here. God said for the wife to submit herself unto her husband as unto the Lord. But I tell you what, amen, if a woman's going to submit herself unto her husband needs to live worthy enough. Thank God that she's able to submit herself unto him. I'll say this, and most of us men, if we'd get where God put us and wants us to be, I believe our wives would be more submissive to us. Amen. Thanks be unto God. Most women today are married to a spineless wimp. Amen. That'll not stand up for the things of God. I mean, take over and be the high priest of the house. Amen. Go back to the old time way of getting your children around. Amen. And reading the Word of God and praying to them. Amen. Praying with them and reading the Word of God to them, teaching them, and bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen. Men, God's going to call you into judgment one day after a while. God set you over that household. God meant for you to be the high priest of that house. God meant for you to stand up for him. Amen. And train them children and that wife. Ain't God, the Bible said, for the husband is. Amen. The husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Now, I want to get right here and I begin to start on you husbands. Or us husbands. Amen. The Bible said, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, God's telling the men, amen, to love your wives, even as Christ loved the church. Amen. And Christ loved the church enough, and he gave his life for it. Thank be unto God. So therefore, us men ought to love our wives enough, amen, to we would, if we had to, we'd give our lives for them. Amen. God bless your heart. God didn't give you that wife. How you notice in the Bible what God done? He took a real out of Adam's side. He didn't take it out that she might be beside him. He didn't take it out of his head that she might rule over him. He didn't take it out of his foot that he might walk on it.
But he took it out of his side that she could be a companion and a helpmeet. When you took them marriage vows, amen, you promised to love her, how to cherish her, amen, through sickness and health, amen, God bless your heart, for better or for worse, amen, so therefore when God joined you together, you become one flesh. And the Bible said, what God therefore joined together, I let not man put asunder. I've got news for you today. Brother, when a man and woman gets married, they become one flesh. I bless your heart. And the Bible says, he said, husband, I love your wives even as Christ also and love, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the word. Amen. I bless your heart that he might present it to himself. A glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that he should be holy and without blemish. So all men to love their wives as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Amen. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourish and cherish it, even as the Lord the church. Amen. Bless your heart. Friends, you listen to me today, you men folk out there. Thank be unto God, your wife is part of you. Amen. You become one flesh. Therefore, you are how to love her as you love yourself. Matter of fact, you ought to love her more than you love your own self. If there wasn't but one biscuit in the house and you're hungry, you ought to give it to your wife. You ought to love her enough, amen, to give it to her and do without yourself. God bless your heart. That's the reason why our homes is in the shape they're in today. There's no love for the companion anymore. Amen. I seem like a lot of times old men marry women first just to have amen something, amen, to be their servant, how to wait on them, but God bless your heart, that's not the way to be. God meant for you how to marry her, cherish her, love her, take care of her through sickness and health. Amen. God bless your heart. So therefore, our homes is coming apart because there is no love. Amen. We was talking about here a minute ago. Amen. About sports. You know what? Hey, people that love sports more than they love their wife. Amen. God bless your heart. That ought not to be. Amen. Your wife ought to be the second thing in your life. The Lord Jesus first, then your wife the second. You listen to me and you listen well, men. God's going to call you in one day. This woman sitting right over here in just a few days. We'll be celebrating our 47th wedding anniversary. Bless your heart. Thanks be unto God. I thought I loved her when I married her. But I found out after 47 years, I love her more today than I did the day I married her. Amen. I'd bless your heart. Thanks be unto God. It's time to love. I got back in the home again for mothers and daddies. When we get the love back in our heart for our companion, our homes will change. Our churches will change. Our nation will change. God bless your heart, but we're living in it now. Me and my generation. Me and myself. It don't matter what my companion wants. I want what I want. God bless your heart. You need to love your wife, even as Christ love the church. Amen. I know we're living in a time today, amen, when the home's just about done away with. I heard them tell on the news the other day where they're talking about the divorce rate of going down. Amen. I preach that too. It's in this book. I'm not a bit afraid to preach on divorce and remarriage. Amen. Because it's in this book. And I ain't afraid of nothing in this book. I bless your heart. They said the divorce rate is going down. But they went on to tell the reason why. That was because there's more people shacking up and living together today than they ever was. Ain't beyond God's great name. They'll shack up and live together, not get married like God said. I live in fornication. Amen. Still go to the house of God and say they are, amen, a Christian. Friend, if you really love that woman, thanks be unto God, you'll marry her. You'll cherish her. You'll love her. You'll take care of her. Amen. You'll stand between her and danger every time there's a possibility. Amen. I've seen my wife go through some suffering. I've seen her go through open heart surgery. I've seen her have cancer. Ain't God not have been glad to take every bit of it if the Lord had put it on me and let her went without it? I bless your heart. Thanks be unto God. We ought to love our wives as Christ loved the church. No wonder our homes is coming apart today. No wonder our churches is coming apart. It's because our homes have come apart. Amen. Bless your heart today. We need to realize that our home, amen, you know, the first thing that God instituted was a home. Amen. A long time before He instituted the church. You'll notice in Genesis where God said, for in Genesis chapter number 2, and I believe it's about the 24th verse when He's talking to Adam and Eve. He said, for this cause shall you leave your father and mother and cleave to your wife, and you two shall be one flesh. Amen. Bless your heart. God instituted a home, the marriage, a long time before He instituted the church. You'll find where Jesus talking over there to Peter about the church. He said, who do the Son of Man say that I am? Amen. He said, some say a lie, some say this, some say that. Jeremiah, one of the prophets, he said, but whom say ye that I am? Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And He said, blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father, which is heaven. Upon this rock I will build my church, on the revelation of Jesus Christ, and who He is, what He built the church on. This was some 4,000 years after God had instituted the home. And brother, God means for us to love our companions. I wish everybody in the state of Alabama could hear me this evening and try to get the home back the way it's supposed to be. Daddy, get in your place. Take charge of the home. Take charge. Be the high priest. Amen. Throw the remote control out in the yard and get the King James Bible and raise your family for the Bible. Amen. God bless you. I know that's not proper, but I don't give a care. Amen. I'm trying to get us to see where we are. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of His body, and of His flesh, and of His bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Amen. That's what the Bible says in Ephesians. Friend, we need to realize that God set up the home a long time before He did the church. So you and I need to get that in our heart and get that in our mind that our homes is coming apart. Amen. I got a piece of paper right here in my Bible where I picked it up in Chattanooga, Tennessee, a little over a month ago, and it tells it over here in Georgia. amen, how many homes, ain't God over there where it's same sex, ain't people living together calling it homes, and named several counties and how many couples, and that's not a home, that's an abomination in the sight of God. A home is a man and a woman, amen, that's fell in love with one another, married one another, and took a vow how to take care of one another. Amen. If they raised any children, how to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen. That's what's wrong today. How with our churches. That's what's wrong with our country. Amen. How we forgot God, forgot how God established us. I turned our back on God. How we're sick from the top of our head out to the sole of our feet. You know what we're doing. I was in a service a few years ago, and this young boy's in there. And he had a fever till he was so limber. I mean, his mother carried him up to have him prayed for. Amen. Thanks be unto God, and we prayed for him. And I told her, I plain out, I said, now I know God can heal. I said, but if God don't do it instantly, you better get that young one, get him an aspirin, and get that fever down, or else it'll scorch his brain, because he had a high fever. I wasn't doubting God's healing, I was just giving him some good advice. Hey man, you know what we've done? I'm just doctoring the symptoms instead of the disease. When you give a aspirin for fever, there's an infection causing that fever. Amen. There's something down in there that's causing that fever. You know, that's what we're doing today. We're doctoring the symptoms instead of the diseases. Amen. I bless your heart hiding behind this, hiding behind that. But you know what we need to do? We need to get back to God. Get our homes in order. Get our lives in order. I'll get back to the God. Amen. Ordained homes. Bless your heart. Amen. In Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 18, the Bible says something like this in verse 18. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. Amen. You know what? I don't believe the women would have half as much trouble submitting unto their husband if their husband would be a husband. Amen. God bless your heart. I believe I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again this week. I appreciate my wife. Again, man, the 14th of this month be 47 years since we took the vows before the man of God. Amen. Back when I was a drunk, she is lost. Even then she was submissive unto me. Amen. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Women, if we are men, you'll get placed where you ought to be. Ladies, you get where you ought to be. I believe we can see the power of God move again. I've got a tape of the house of an old man of God preaching in Mountain, Oklahoma. He was preaching on the thought, I want my church back. Amen. How the churches used to be. I'll tell you how to get the church back like it used to be. I'll get the home back like it used to be. Amen. Thank God the Bible said in here, children, husband, love your wives. And be not bitter against them. If you love your wife, and be not bitter again them, I believe they'll be submissive to you. I certainly do. If you don't, you've just got a rebel that needs to pray through and get right with God. Amen. I bless your heart. And God, then if you get on down, the Bible said here then, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is pleasing unto the Lord. You know, daddy gets gets to where he ought to be, and mama gets to where she ought to be, amen, and we'll read the book of Proverbs. It tells you how to raise children. I was talking to a woman one time that had a baby, and she said, I wish there was a handbook. I come with this child who I know how to raise it. I said, you got one. She said, what is? I said, the King James Bible. Amen. The Bible said, how to bring up a child in the way it should go. When it's old, it'll not depart from it. Thank be unto God. I know we got this bunch today. I don't want you correcting your children. But God said in Proverbs to beat them with a rod. You'll not kill them. But you'll save their soul from hell. He said, spare not the rod. And spoil the child. Amen. The Bible said, he that spareth the rod hateth the child. This Bible is full of scripture. I'm telling mamas and daddies how to raise children. No wonder we got so many today. That'll get down in Walmart because they couldn't get the blue toy. They won't lay down in the floor and have a kicking fit. Amen. If they let me have them a little while, I'd make them bring back the ones they had 5 years ago. Amen. Thanks be unto God. It's time we realize that God has given order for our home. Men, love your wives. Wives, be submissive unto your husband. And train up your children in the way they should go. When they get old, they'll not depart from it. Bless your heart. Amen. I appreciate this word of God. Amen. Listen now. Children, obey your parents in all things. For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Amen. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. We need to realize, friend, what we've lost it at home. This woman here that lost that coin, she lost it at home. Our church is the power of God that it's lost. It's lost at home. Amen. Bless your heart. This time we went back at home and got our homes back in line with the Word of God. Amen. I know this is not popular when you start preaching on the home life. But bless your heart. That's what the backbone of our nation was. Amen. The backbone of the church. You know what the church is made of? It's made up of homes. Amen. So how the home is, that's how the church is going to be. I'm talking about last. Thank God yesterday, I believe it was, went to a baptizing. Amen. Somebody said now, thank God my kids don't do that way at home. I don't know why they do that when they go anywhere. I'll agree with you. They don't do that way at home. They do worse. Amen. If you'll make them mind at home, they'll mind when they get elsewhere. Amen. I know for sure. Because Daddy had a good cure for a wild youngin. You know what it was? A good dose of sassafras tea. Or plow line. Ain't got her check lines. Or whatever he get his hands on. You say that's child abuse. I know that's loving a child and correcting it and bringing it up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. What's wrong with our churches today is just like this woman. She had lost it at home. You know what we need to do? We need to go home. Amen. The Bible said she got a light. The Bible said the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. We need to get the light, amen, of God's book in our home again. Amen. Begin to sweep and find that piece of silver that we've lost. Amen. You know what that was? That one of 10 pieces was? 10 means testimony. and she lost her testimony. You know what our homes have done today? They've lost their testimony of God. They've lost the testimony of the power of God. They've lost the testimony of the holiness of God. They've lost the testimony of the righteousness of God. They've lost the testimony of the order of God ordained in the home. We've lost just about everything that God give us, and we lost it at home. We didn't lose it down in Walmart. We need to get our homes back in order again. So at this time, we'll turn it back to the good announcer.